I'm gonna say a few things tonight, and then if you got something, you come on after me. Say what's on your heart. I'm gonna look in Mark chapter 4. You got a scripture tonight with you. Mark chapter 4. And I'm glad I'm saved. I don't know of anything better than being saved. Amen. That's the only eternal thing I can count on as far as what's happened in me. Amen. You don't have nothing else besides Jesus Christ in you that you can count on. Nothing. I mean, you have nothing. Amen. You're a dead man in a body that's going to decay and is decaying. That's right. And this is a parable here Jesus gave. And he talked about seed here, the sower and the seed. He talked about that. He said he taught in verse 2, taught them many things by parables and said unto them in his doctrine, which is his teachings. He said here, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And he went on and talked about this thing, talked about the fowls of the air getting that seed. And then it talked about sowing on the stony ground. People heard the Bible preach and they said, man, I like that preaching. But you couldn't find them after they made a profession. Wasn't no root in it. Amen. Thank God. You said, listen, the seed ain't nothing wrong with the seed. The seed's the word. Look at verse 14. He said, the sower soweth the word. The word, that's what it is. The seed's the word. Everything that has life come by seed. That's right. Even Jesus Christ, he said the seed of the woman. Amen. The Holy Ghost planted Christ, overshadowed Mary. The seed of God was put in the womb of Mary, a virgin. And Jesus came. And brethren, listen, thank God he came exactly the way that it was planted in the womb. He was God. Amen. But he took on the form of man. He did, brethren. He came as a man. And look at that today, brethren. That's one of the most hated doctrines. You wouldn't believe that, but the deity of Christ and the sovereignty of Christ is two of the most hated things. They don't like the fact that God is God. Amen. Somebody sent me, I don't know why they sent me this, but somebody wrote me a little letter the other day from Jehovah's Witness. And I thought, they keep coming with letters and knocking on my door. It ain't knocked lately. Amen. I'm going to tell him what I said the last time. That Jehovah Witness that knocked on the door. I said, it was a young girl. I didn't mean to be too straight, but I was. She's a teenager probably. And the woman behind her might have been her mama. I don't know. And I said, young lady, let me ask you something. Have you ever been born again? She just looked at me. She turned around to her mama, and I started talking about being born again, what the Bible said. This is what the mama said. This is just what they looking for. A bunch of proselyters. Amen. And she said, we looking for people who don't know the Bible. That's what she told me. I said, well, ma'am, you're going to have to be born again. Boy, they got gone, son. I put the word on them. There's a man in my driveway one time. He was Jehovah's Witness. He's backing out. And I said, I got to talk to this guy here. I don't know what he wants. I was a Jehovah's Witness. I went to the car and I said, can I help you? He said, you just want to come out and talk to you. I said, yeah. I said, well, the only thing I can talk about is being born again. You know anything about that? They don't know nothing about it, brother. They deny the Holy Ghost. Charles Russell's the whole start of that mess. You say, do you believe anybody can be saved in that? No, I don't. I believe they can be saved out of it. I don't believe they can be saved in it. They deny the deity of Christ. He that denies the deity, he hath not the doctrine of God, hath not God. Brethren, amen. And I don't know whether I'm going to write him or not. I just might throw it in the trash. I don't know. I read the letter, and that's all it is trash. He put his little pamphlet in there. Amen. I'm glad he gave it to me so I can throw it away. Amen. Somebody might have read it. Amen. Got deceived. Amen. Listen, the sheep will not be deceived. Amen. I know the devil can throw deception out, and you might miss that you ain't going to be deceived on the doctrine of Christ. Amen. You know who he is. And brother, you will not be deceived. But brother, listen, I had an older lady. Amen. I was a member here of the church one time, and she wanted some company. And amen, she let them in her house. I said, I wouldn't let them in. Amen, they're reprobates. Amen. A majority of them are probably about 99.9% reprobate because God gave them over to that to believe a lie.
They believe a lie, friend. Amen. The lie's what damns them to hell. I don't care how good of people they are. I don't care if they bake cakes for you or whatever. Amen. It don't matter. Thank God, friend. A lot of these people say, well, they good people. No, they good for hell. Anybody denies Christ? Amen. I told you the other day, there's some things I can, thank God, give a little room to. There ain't no room, not no room when it comes, thank God, to who Jesus is and the way to God the Father is through the Son. Amen. And nobody else, but I don't care if it's the Church of Christ. Amen. Where they preach water baptism, don't believe the Holy Ghost. They don't listen, brother. I'm telling you, I had a man tell me one time. Thank God, he said, "You don't believe any of them saved?" I said, "Not a bit of it." Amen. If they depended on water baptism, they go into hell. Amen. Listen, friend, you can't depend on nothing but Christ, and that's the way it is. And that's the book. I got it. Thank God, right here. That's that Gnostic crowd in 1 John, friend. That was a warfare. They didn't believe Jesus had come in the flesh. They didn't believe he bodily resurrected in the flesh. That's why he said, "Try the spirits where they be of God." Amen. He's talking to that them false men. Amen. He said that even Jude said they crept in unaware. Amen. They was ordained to that condemnation. Who ordained them? God did. Amen. Thank God, he ordained them that condemnation because they would not. Amen. He said they denied the lordship of Christ. That's what he said. Amen. There's all kind of mess. Thank God. You said, "Where's the seed gonna go?" Thank God, wherever it's put. Amen. That's right. You saw it. Thank God. You listen, when you preach and thank God give the gospel, you don't know where it's going. That's God's business. But I'm telling you, the problem isn't the seed. The problem is the heart. Amen. Listen, I was reading a little bit today. I never have done much gardening, but you just can't put a garden out anytime you want to. Amen. Listen, it's the ground's got to be right. Amen. Thank God. I was reading that thing I put in there. I said, "When's the best time to plant a garden?" And they said, "Well, about the last of May, in the middle of May, when the ground's got some warmth to it. It ain't going to germinate. The seed ain't going to germinate." Amen. If the ground ain't right. Amen. It ain't going to bring forth true fruit. It ain't going to have no root to it. Amen. You throw that, put that seed in the ground, thank God, at the right time. Amen. That it'll quicken. Amen. Amen. It'll start to sprout because it germinated. That life was brought to it. Amen. That's the way the seed's got to do in you. When that word gets in you, praise God. Amen. Amen. I ain't got to quicken you, amen. The word will get living in you. That's what it is. It ain't this. God have mercy on a bunch of people that say, "If you'll believe this verse, you can be saved." Brother, you better believe who the verse is talking about. Amen. You better believe him. Ain't God that spoke to you, listen. Brother, you got to have a quickening on the inside. There's got to be, brother. Thank God, a quickening. And when that seed is sown, amen, there's four grounds here. Amen. One, thank God, the wayside, the fowls of the air came and stole the word. As soon as it got in there, brother, thank God the word, amen, got near them, praise God, but didn't get in them. And the devil's the same. He's a devil, friend. He said the devil will come and snatch the word out. Amen. And they won't believe, friend. Thank God, listen tonight. Thank God, I want to say this. He can get it. Thank God, the word can be sown. You can be sitting here. Thank God, and listen. Amen. You can miss it, amen. The devil can distract your mind, and you can come and not get anything, and you're just going through the motion because you ain't getting nothing. I'm telling you, brother, listen, you'll let the devil take the blessing from you, ain't God, because ain't God, you won't listen to God, amen. Preach it both ways. You know, you say, is this parable to lost people and saved people? Well, yeah. Yeah, there's one ground that brought forth fruit. But I believe you can preach it to saved people the way they come to church now. Amen, which they are at the church, but they just listen. Amen, they don't even know what the preacher said. Amen, thank God. That's like old Barney Fife that time he slept in church the whole time when he went out. He said, "That was a good message today." Amen. Thank God, he's telling me he preached on sin. The man didn't preach on sin. Amen. He said, that's why he had to say something. Brother, listen. Amen. That's the way a lot of people are in church. Amen. They don't even know. They couldn't even go, hey, God. And even remember the text the man read from. Amen. Boy, I can tell who the starting lineup was in 1970 for the Baltimore Orioles. Amen. When they beat the Cincinnati Reds 4-1. I can tell you right now, I ain't no good about it. Amen. But listen, that's amazing how our minds remember back. Amen. But listen, That's what the preacher preached on. What the teacher teach on. What that said in this Sunday school class. Amen. Listen, if I said what book is Brother Robert teaching out of? Amen. Some of you couldn't tell me. Amen. Or what book is Brother Keith teaching out of? Amen. Well, I'll say it's Ephesians and James. Amen. Ain't God in the fourth chapter of James. Amen. Ain't God the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Amen. You don't remember nothing. You ain't got your mind on it. You ain't interested. Ain't God. That's the problem. And the devil steals the word out of your mind. And you don't get a hold of it. Listen, you ain't going to remember everything any preacher preaches. But there will be some. Amen. In fact, you go down to the bar. Thank God. The seafood bar tomorrow. Amen. You're going to get what you like. Amen. And I am too. Amen. I ain't getting what most people eat. Amen. Just give me the flounder. I'll take it. Amen. And somebody said, what did you eat for supper 3 days ago? It'd take me a while to remember. Amen. Thank God. But that bar right there. Thank God. You ain't going to remember everything's on it, but you'll remember what you ate. Amen. And I'm telling you, you'll remember what you digested in the scriptures. Amen. Listen, that's a true brother. Thank God. The word of God gets in us. The devil will steal the word out of you. Amen. When a man preaching, teaching, when we read the Bible, I ain't got our mind distracted more than anything. Amen. I can think about anything. I don't even think about it. Amen. Get the Bible and start reading. Amen. The devil will say, when are you going to do that? Man, you need to call and check on him. Everything goes through my mind to take it. I ain't got away, friend. Listen, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things I don't remember anymore. Oh, the older I got, thank God the blanker my mind's got. It's like a blank check sometime. Amen. I don't know what I got. Amen. In my mind sometime. Amen. Listen. But that Holy Ghost will pull some things up. He'll pull it up in you, thank God. That Holy Ghost, he'll pull some things up in your life. Amen. Listen. How we grow by the word. Thank God for the word. That's the seed this night. And the seed got to be sown. Amen. If your heart's hard to it and cold to it. Amen. If you throw seed on the hard ground, it ain't going nowhere. Preparations of the heart. You got to have some preparations of the heart. How you have preparations of the heart? You fellowship with the one that can prepare it. Amen. Break up the fallow ground. That's the hard ground. Plow it up, thank God. Break up your own fallow ground. Amen. You got some. Amen. Sin will harden your heart. The world will harden your heart. Why does God have any mercy on me? Because he does. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. There's been days I felt like my heart was about hard as a rock. Amen. I thank God somebody said something about God. I said, oh God. Amen. I ain't getting in tune with this. I ain't right with God. I mean, the Holy Ghost comes around. You're going to get in tune if you in tune. Amen. Thank God. You ain't going to sit there and look around. Amen. I've seen people thank God have them meetings and the Holy Ghost get in. Amen. They'll be looking around, reading the Bible and everything else. Ain't got any time to read. It's time to shout. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen. The Holy Ghost. Thank God if he gets in it. Amen. Thank God. If there's a good presence, amen. Thank God you want to get in on it, amen. You don't know. Thank God want to look around and clip your nails. Thank God look at your phone. Amen. You ain't got much. If you can't get in, thank God when the boat, amen, is being stirred, amen. I ain't never seen such. I thought surely we can pull up something. Thank God we throw the bucket in the well. Thank God we ought to get some water out. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, the deeper the water, the colder it is. Amen. Thank God you get that depth in your heart. Thank God. Amen. That's why I told Brother Milby, I went and preached for him the first time, had a little note card. Amen. I was preaching on Psalm 23 and I had good liberty. Amen. But he said, amen. He said, you done all right. And I said, well, I didn't think I hit much. I said, it's hard. Thank God when Babe Ruth's been swinging the bat and the rookie comes. Amen. That's right. They paid to watch Babe Ruth, but they wouldn't pay to watch a rookie. Amen. Thank God. We ain't talking about paying, but I'm just talking about you got to be in tune. And he said, well, the Holy Ghost, he's going to have to help us. Amen. And I remember him saying that. He said, listen, thank God in this area of the country, people's different than down there. Amen. They're going to catch on. They got to have to believe you. Amen. That's just the way it is. When I preached in the mountains the first time, amen, the Lord helped me. And then people didn't say nothing. They just looked at me. I thought, unto God, they didn't like nothing I said. Amen. The preacher wasn't there. They was looking for a preacher. That was in 88. Amen. I preached twice. They was looking for a preacher. That's where Brother Jenkins is now. Amen. But listen, I didn't listen. Thank God, I didn't know a lot about about the Holy Ghost. Amen. I just knew, thank God, open the Bible and right back and preach. Amen. It wasn't nothing wrong with that, I don't think. Amen. It was just a maturity thing. I mean, just getting mature. Amen. I was 28 years old then. Amen. I didn't know much. Thought I knew everything. Amen. But now I don't know much. Amen. I tell you, brother, the older you get, thank God, you'll see, amen, that you ain't nothing and he's everything. And you need him, brother. Amen. You ain't got nobody's cut. Listen, I told you this the other day. Any man says he's got all the answers, buddy, don't listen to him. Amen. Because he don't have all the answers. I'm telling you, who's got them? He does. How you going to get them? He reveal them. Amen. How's he going to reveal them? When he wills to. Amen. Thank God he wasn't listening. Thank God the knowledge that you got now, thank God you put it in your, amen, back when you was 18, 20 years old. Thank God it'd blow you up. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. Why? Because it wasn't time. Jesus said, I can't tell you this now. You can't bear it. Amen. He told the Corinthians, you can't eat meat. Like, you can't bear it. You hadn't went along far enough. A lot of things is like that. Ain't God, friend, listen. Ain't God, when you grow, amen. Ain't God, God takes you on down the road. Listen, it never gets us above anybody, but it helps us in our walk and what we know in God. I mean, I'm telling you this. Amen. A lot of people's ground is like this ground. Ain't God, the devil come get it. Amen. As soon as they hear it, amen. That's a lot of things I can say there. I'm going to move on. He said they're sown on stony ground. This really got me. He said, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, but have no root in them. No root, no fruit. Put that down. If you ain't got roots, you ain't got no fruit. It dried up. The sun scorched it. They was offended. Amen. What did they do? The man got to preaching more than, thank God, heaven. Amen. He got to preaching the truth of God. Amen. You know what people blow up about? They'll blow up about the sovereignty of God in these days. They just don't want God to be sovereign. They don't want him to do what he pleases. They want him to do it just the way they want him. God will never answer nobody like that. Amen. He'll do it exactly, friend. You say, why'd God do it like that? Because he wanted to. Amen. Ain't God, God, friend. Amen. Put the sun out, didn't he? Ain't God, he's going to go, we go out in the moon. Ain't God, the lesser light rule the night. He set it all up. He ain't never had one person he asked, how did I do this? Amen. Before, thank God, there was ever a creature. Before there's ever, thank God, anything created, it was God. And it was God alone. And brother, God came. Thank God, he spake the world into existence. Amen. But that same word that, thank God, created the world, amen, became flesh one day. And all things were made by him and for him. And brother, that's the power of the word. It's Jesus, brethren. Amen. It's Jesus. Amen. They couldn't take him. They didn't want him. Brother, the Jews didn't want him. They said, we have not this man to reign over us. But I'm telling you this tonight, Brother Keith. Amen. He'll reign over you or you'll die lost. That's just the way it is. Thank God. Amen. Brother, he'll become your ruler. Thank God, or you'll die lost. Amen. Listen to this. They said there's thorns. Such as hear the word, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, enter in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. It chokes it out. It chokes it out. All them weeds get in the garden, they choke it out. Amen. They don't keep the weeds out of their garden, don't keep the things out of their heart. And that word don't mean nothing. The word's got to have freedom to get in your heart. Amen. That's why Paul said, pray that the word have free course and be glorified among them, because every man does not have faith. And there's unreasonable men that I'm going to preach to. And it's got to have the free course. It's got to have the power. It's got to have the application. But if you got, and I got these things in our life, and we're ate up in the world, and we never commune with God, never pray, never seek the face of God, what that does is it causes these worldly weeds to get up and it chokes the word out. And we don't have nothing. Listen, brother, I can do this right here, and I'm as guilty as anybody else. A lot of times our mind is on things that give pleasure to our flesh more than pleasure to God in the faith. Amen. And living for God. Amen. We're more excited, thank God, about them things. Amen. Than we are what God's ordained. You know where we at tonight? We at this place in the Christian world. We at the place of, we got to entertain people to keep them. Now see, they'd come and hear a man preach like this, or preach like anybody that preaches the word of God for a while. But after a while, they don't want to hear it no more. And they called me and said, what do you have for the young people? I'm going to tell you, same thing I got for the older people. We don't have entertainment. Church was never built for entertainment. Church was never built for theatrics. People want to have plays and skits. That's up to them. Won't be up here. Ain't happening. I don't care what they say. The church, could you imagine the apostles getting together? I just pictured in my mind the apostles getting together and said, Paul, there's a lady out here that she wants to know if they could have a play at, down there tonight instead of you preaching. Are you kidding me? Ain't nobody to say something like that. Huh? Brother, there ain't nothing in that. It's just entertainment to the flesh. And they'll say, oh, ain't them children beautiful up there? Praise God, they need the word of God preached to them. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you the truth tonight, brother. It's got the entertainment. That's why they went to these nightclub churches. Got the lights cut out. They're playing rock music. Amen. Or putting Jesus words to it. Amen. They got a man up here with holes in his jeans. I'm not against that if that's all he's got. Amen. That's what he buys to attract and to fit in with them. Amen. That's what he does. Amen. He ain't going to say nothing offensive. He ain't going to get bold. Amen. He ain't going to say nothing that would cause people not to come back. I don't preach for people not to come back. In fact, most of the things I say, I try to help people. But it ain't what I say, it's how I say it. That's the problem. Amen. They don't like that. But brother, that's the way it is. Amen. Listen. Thank God they don't like authority. That's the whole problem. And that's why the word's choking them out. You get up and preach about sin. They said, oh my goodness, you hear that man, what he said? He said shacking up was a sin. Done this, that man's crazy. Buddy, God said it was. Nobody won't hear it no more. You want me to tell you what's happened? We live in a generation, and I'm in a generation. We live in a generation now, and it's in my generation, my daddy and mama's generation. You go to every generation, they had weaknesses that brought this generation to where it's at, and all this culture stuff today, and all the mess they going on with. And they, listen, brother, they can do all they want to. They can change God one bit. I was thinking about today how these country singers are getting up. And I ain't preaching against, just getting up preaching against that, but these country singers will get up, pop, whatever they are, and they'll say, I want to thank God for this award. I want to say, how dumb are you? I thought in my mind, I said, I wonder what God thinks about that. I'm going to say what I thought. I thought, he knows they're stupid anyway. I mean, that's the way I can say it. He knows they're crazy anyway. What's he going to think about it? Amen. I mean, why don't you just say thank you for the award? I mean, I've done my best. I appreciate you thinking of me. And just go on, which I don't watch them. And I see these ball players do it when I do watch it. And they'll look up there and point their finger and all that. Don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. I'm glad they thank God, at least say God and the Lord. Amen. It's better than thank God. Amen. Muhammad. Amen. Thank God. But out there, friend. Amen. I don't even believe God cares. I don't believe God cares who wins a ball game. I don't believe he's in any of it. Most of the time, promotes pride. People doing that and they're trying to be humble. So they don't want to thank the Lord. Then they get to cussing people. But it's choking, the word's been choked out. Amen. A lot of these people's been brought up in church. A lot of them people's brought up in church. I ain't saying everybody's bad. Don't get me wrong. If I had to get on somebody's bad son, I'd have to get low myself because I know me better than I know anybody else. And I'll tell you what, I could say tonight, who's the worst man you know? I said, you looking at him? You hear what I said? The worst man I know is you looking at him. Without grace, son, I'm as sunk as a ship. I ain't trying to pick on somebody, and I don't want no judgment on my head for something I say, and I'm just being honest tonight. And a lot of people trying to attribute things to God, amen, and trying to say God's in this and God is in that, and God ain't a million miles within it. And I'm going to tell you what's happened. They've got their mind censored like we going to heaven and sitting in a log cabin and smoking a cigarette. And that's about the way people think today. You've heard it, haven't you, Brother Shane? Amen. Oh, okay. I bet old Billy's up there. Thank God. I bet he's up there with Grandpa sitting on the front porch and they talking about Alabama football. That's what one man told me, my neighbor down there. He said, don't you know when old so-and-so ain't going to call his name? I like the old man. He said, you know, so-and-so, when Grandpa died, don't you know he looked up old Bear Bryant and they got together and talked about them ball games? God have mercy, son. We ain't going to talk about none of that. Amen. It's about worshiping Christ. Everything's about Christ. It ought to be here, but it ain't. We live in a fallen world with a fallen body. It's just the way it is. Amen. Listen, there's some things God allows and there's some things God don't allow. And brethren, thank God Romans 14 said, you answer to your old master. You don't answer to me. Thank God I'm not legislating anything on you. That's your business and God's. But I'm telling you, brethren, listen, if you followed anybody in this church around, I ain't got 10 minutes, you'd say, I thought this better than that. These people say they could, and they don't, and they live like this, and they don't ever have no problem with this. Brother, I tell you, you could follow them around. I ain't got 15 minutes, brother. I ain't got, you'd find out they worse off than what they know they are. I'm going to tell you, God don't like hypocrisy. God would rather for a man to say, yes, I done it, and I ain't no good, and I need his help, and a man say, no, I ain't that bad. I ain't like that man over there. That's what that Pharisee said. I'm not like as other men are. I ain't got tithe and, amen, fast. Amen, I'm not drunken. Thank God I'm not, amen, thank God robbing people. Amen, listen, that man was worse off. If anything I don't like anybody to try to be something they're not. Just be who you are. Dear God, if you want to ride an Under Armour hood in here, it don't bother me. You want, that's right. Somebody said, what about that? I said, praise God. God ain't looking down on that man because he's got an Under Armour hood on. And whether a man's wearing a white shirt or a tie, that's just a bunch of religion. One man said he wouldn't let me preach if I didn't wear a tie. So I'll wear one. What's that got to do with it, though? If I went in a camp meeting and they said, and that man said, well, I got Brother Hyde on my mind. I'd like to preach him. And I walked in like this, some of them wouldn't preach me. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because they ate up with religion and they worried about what everybody will say in the congregation. They don't care nothing about the word of God being delivered. I'm worried about what he's got on, whether he's got a tie. I don't dress on, I dress neat. Amen. I mean, this shirt's green and these pants are green and these shoes are brown. Amen. Am I more spiritual if I throw something around my neck? I know it exposes a lot and people don't like it, but it's just the God's truth. I got common sense and spiritual sense. You think Jesus wore that? Well, today's Sunday, I have to go in here and get my other robe. Brother, it ain't today, it's the Lord. And I'm just going to tell you, I believe you got to have some order, okay? I believe you got to have some order, and I'll put it that way. But if it's wrong on Sunday, it's wrong on Monday. That'll just be a more hypocrisy in somebody. That's all it'll do. Amen. See, that seed was choked, brother. It was choked. That worldly care and all that stuff, it choked the seed. Choke the word out. And the last one's the only one brought. You read it sometime in Matthew, I think it is. The only ground it said it fell into was the good ground. Good ground brought forth fruit. It's got to get into you. That word's a living word. I thought about that earth. That's where Adam come from. Adam come from the ground. The seed was sown on them grounds. But one of them got into the ground. Brought forth fruit. That's a blessing right there. He said some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. He said when that word got into you, it's going to bring forth fruit. But as the word works in you more, it's going to bring forth more fruit. And then if you can get real spiritual, and let him purge you real good, and then abide in him the way you ought to. He said you can bring forth much fruit. Three things of the fruit. Much fruit. You say, where are you at, Hyde? God help, I don't know. I don't think I'm bringing forth much. If you thought you was, you're probably not. Just get down low here and say, Lord, if any fruit comes, it'll be the Spirit. It won't be you. Because it is the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of joy. The fruit of the Spirit. God bless you. Come on up here and say something. I want you to say something. Amen. I know it's hard to come in after a man's preached a little bit. It'd be good learning for you. Get called on up there. Somebody just got to preach. Just preach what's on your heart.
Amen. I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Amen. God bless you. Help him, God.
Well, I'm glad he's in charge of this thing tonight.
Amen.
I just kind of had just one little thought on my mind. It's one verse of scripture, and it's pretty familiar, no doubt. And the Lord will help for just a minute. And I just kind of been thinking on this a little bit, and it's in Malachi, and chapter 3, verse 6, and it says, "For I am the Lord, and I change not." It says, "Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not concerned."
That's right.
But I'm thankful tonight that he's in charge of this thing and he doesn't change.
That's
and
right.
preacher, as you were up here preaching, I got to thinking a little
God
bit. And I'm thankful that there's just one thing that just it never changes, and that's him tonight.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that there's no way we can put the spin on it.
Amen.
You've already hit this thing, and I bless his name for that. But salvation, it's not going to change. There's only one way to heaven tonight, and that's through Jesus Christ and the blood of my Lord and Savior tonight. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that he doesn't change. I'm thankful that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm thankful that he sticks closer than a brother. He's a very present help, a preacher in time of need. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that we can depend on him. I'm thankful that even when I get weary and when out of the way sometimes and I might fall in the ditch or whatnot, I'm thankful that he doesn't change. I'm thankful that he's the chief cornerstone tonight and I can put my trust in him. I'm thankful tonight that he's the Alpha and the Omega. I'm thankful tonight that he's the beginning and the end, and he's written all this down for us to learn from, but I'm thankful tonight that this isn't all he knows, and I'm thankful tonight that this isn't all I believe he's going to share with me, and I believe that we can. I'm thankful tonight that we can trust in him tonight, knowing that he never changes, knowing no matter the circumstances that come our way, he's going to be the same all the time, and he's always going to be there. I'm thankful tonight that he never sleeps nor slumbers. I'm thankful tonight that we always have access to him. I'm thankful tonight that we can enter that throne room to him boldly and with confidence, knowing that he hears us tonight. I'm thankful tonight that he has come by my way that blessed night and saved my wretched old soul and showed me how wicked and vile I really was and how much of a wicked old boy, a lost wicked old boy in need of a Savior. And I'm thankful tonight that he come by my way and he had this thing planned out in eternity past. Preacher, it says that he knew me in my mother's womb. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's nobody in the world that will ever convince me otherwise that he didn't predestine me for that point in time. He knew exactly where I was going to be. And he knew exactly where I was going to be at to come by my way and save my soul. He had that thing planned out. You cannot tell me it was a mistake or anything else. I'm thankful tonight for him. I'm thankful for his mercies and his grace. I'm thankful tonight.
God bless you. Amen. Bless the Lord for the good word. God bless you. I want to say something here. I'm going to clarify something. If you got a conviction about something, you go with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I said that about the tie deal, if a man's got a conviction, I want him to go by his conviction. Right. If I go preach for a man, I'll wear them because they do. I'm not saying nothing against it. I'm just using this as an example of spirituality and the will of God. Amen. I'm not against that. I get along with people. I get along with people. I get along with preachers. I get along with people. I try to do the best I can to help them. That's right. But here's Romans 14 says, if you got a conviction not to eat the meat, don't eat the meat.
That's right.
But if the conscience says eat the meat, eat the meat.
Yep.
That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. Amen. If this man here didn't like me to eat the meat, then if I had him over, I wouldn't eat the meat.
That's right. That's right.
I wouldn't want to stomach block him. But if he wasn't going to come the next day, I'd eat the meat.
Right.
Amen. That's just the way it is. You learn that. Read Romans 14. It's a good chapter. Yeah, Romans 14 right. needs to be preached in churches today because there's so many preferences dividing people.
Sure, sure.
But the preferences are preferences.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen. Preferences are not holy convictions, and preferences don't rule, thank God. Amen. The truth of God rules and the Spirit of God rules. And when you learn that in your Christian life, you won't be in bondage tonight. You'll be free, thank God. You say, well, I believe it's all right with me to eat the meat. Amen. I believe it's all right. Thank God. And then another man said, well, I don't think it is. Say, well, praise God. I appreciate you staying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Ain't no way to get mad at him.
Right.
Amen. Thank God. That's the way I see it. Ain't that right?
Right.
Amen. I love you. Let's stay tonight. God bless you for being here. Brother Aaron Burton, have prayer for us.